digital world. Every day is game day.
This is
the future of radio in America.
The future of radio.
This is the future of radio.
The future of radio.
Rather extraordinary things.
Cyber Station USA.
100% homeboy. Radix Cube.
To remake the world.
Broadcasting to the universe.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Revolutionizing radio.
This may be one of the greatest moments in history.
Hi, this is Karen Allison, inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones on the CyberStationUSA.com radio network.
Tristeza no tem fim, felicidade sim, a felicidade é como a gota de ovária numa pétala de flor. Brilha tranquila, depois te leve oscila e cai como uma lágrima de amor. A felicidade do povo parece a grande ilusão do.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We open with our guest, vocalist, pianist Karen Allison. You're listening to a cut from her Grammy-nominated CD, Imogena. We talked with Karen at the 60th Newport Jazz Festival. Right now, let's listen to Karen Allison performing A Felicidad.
For a moment in the dawn, then fall like teardrops from the eyes of a young girl who cries to realize her love was gone. Poor folks work all year to make one dream come true. Share a night of joy at Carnival. They dress up as clowns and pirates and kings and dance the night away. They're still dancing at daybreak. As long as they dance, they can't pretend that happiness and Carnival won't end.
Welcome to the Jazz Room, Karen Allison.
Thank you so much, my dear.
Oh, what a great show we heard this afternoon.
Did you have a good time?
Yes, I had a great time. Got some great pictures, too.
Oh, good.
So when we're ready to air this program, people can go online and see photos from your show.
The actual event.
Yes.
Very cool.
We'll be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you were playing here with, singing with the Newport Now 60 Band.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that, just very quickly.
Yeah, it features Anat Cohen, Randy Brecker, Peter Martin, Mark Whitfield, Larry Grenadier, and Clarence Penn, and myself. It's a septet that our dear friend Danny Melnick and George Ween put together in order to celebrate 60 years of great music making at the Newport Jazz Festival. And this is where we ended up, really. We've done about 24 festivals and performing arts centers in the United States and also Canada. And this is the culmination of it.
It was fabulous. It was
Thank
a
you.
Fabulous show. We really enjoyed it. Now, you're a singer and you're a pianist, right?
Yes.
Excuse me. Now, how'd you get your start in music? Which came first, singing or the piano?
Piano playing. My mom is a beautiful pianist still and classical. And she was my first teacher, and then she put my sisters and I on to other teachers, but I kept up with it. I really thought I was going to be a classical piano person, and that was my major in college, as a matter of fact. But when I started to sing, also at an early age, but I started to take piano lessons at 5. And so I know I'm a musician who sings, you know, so it wouldn't have mattered what I would have gone into, in a way, musician first.
Yes, I understand that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when did you get your first break performing professionally?
Oh, did I get a break? No.
Well,
I think so. Oh, that's
I
cute.
Think so. You've Can had you? Lots of them
Absolutely.
From what I've been looking
You know, every
at.
Day I get a break just by living on this beautiful planet, actually. So when did I get my first break? I guess one would say that it might be being with Concord Records. Now, and that's a beautiful break because I recorded 12 albums with Concord, and one most recently on my own, and who knows what's happening in the future, because the world is changing, the times they are changing, but I've had a great run with them. But before that, I would say meeting some beautiful players in Kansas City. I moved from several different places, from the Midwest originally, but I also spent some time in the Bay Area, California. But when I moved to Kansas City, I met a very beautiful core rhythm section and recorded my first 5 CDs with them, basically, on Concord. First one on my own, and they got it from me. So that might have been my first real break, I guess.
Okay. And have you always done jazz?
After classical music and singer-songwriter stuff, yeah. It's a kind of a... I feel influenced by many, many genres.
What can you tell me a little bit about your influences, then?
Mm-hmm.
Since we've moved quite nicely
sure.
through that.
I would say when I first started to sing, it was singer-songwriter stuff of my, when I'm listening to the radio, Carly Simon, Carole King, Joni Mitchell, and R&B, which I love, soul music, Aretha Franklin, so many greats, Al Green, doo-wop groups. I mean, I even like a little bit of country music. And who was it that said, it's either, there are two kinds of music, good and bad.
That's right.
And
that's
of course,
right.
That's the ear of the beholder, I guess. But I feel influenced by a lot of different things. I was in a rock and roll band for a while. I've been in wedding bands. I've been in all kinds of bands.
Cool.
Graduated to jazz.
Now, in all this, who are some of the major influences in your career?
In my jazz career, since I've mentioned other genres, I would say, you know, vocally, it would be, in no particular order, although these are my big loves, Carmen McRae, Ella Fitzgerald, of course. Carmen, to me, just encompasses so much. First of all, she plays piano, and she's just so intelligent with her her approach, her delivery, and her time is so impeccable, and humor, which I love. And that's what I think is so great about this music, jazz, is because you can tell such stories, and that's what drew me to it. Yes, you can tell stories in other genres, but the stories can change from night to night with this music. We can make it our own every time. And whatever mood we're in, whatever the weather is, whatever, you know, the audience is, whatever our band is, whatever, however we slept the night before, or whatever, if we didn't sleep the night before, it's going to come out in the music. So it's very organic in that way, which I love.
Now let's listen to a cut from Karen's CD, Round Midnight, with Karen featured here on piano and vocals. This is Turn Out the Stars.
Turn out the stars. Turn out the stars. Let eternal darkness hide me. If I can't have you beside me, put out the fires. Their endless splendor only reminds me of your tenderness. Stop the ocean's roar. Don't let the rivers run. Let me hear no wondrous music of a skylark in the sun. Let it be done. Turn out the stars, turn out the stars, shut off their light. Stop every comet in its magic home.
Host Joan Watson Jones. We continue with our interview with vocalist, pianist, Karen Allison, recorded when we were at the 60th Newport Jazz Festival. Now, is there anything that has happened so far that just stands out as the most awesome thing for you?
Oh, boy.
Well, I would say that starting to write my own music is standing out that way. For better or for worse, we all have, I think, aspirations about writing our own music at some point in time. And also this being a part of this Newport Now 60 group has been a real thrill for me. We've played in beautiful venues. I'm with some of the, you know, top-notch players on the planet. And so every day life presents itself with beautiful opportunities, and I feel very lucky that I get to snatch one up here and there.
That's beautiful. Beautiful way of looking at it. We always have to be thankful for everything that comes.
That's right.
You know, because we never know. Mm-hmm. Now, you were nominated for Grammys, right?
Yeah, four of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
More than once.
Yeah.
Awesome. Which albums were they?
It started with Ballads, Remembering John Coltrane. Moving on to, oh dear. Well, I won't do it in order.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
Imagina, Songs of Brazil. We did a Brazilian project. And Footprints. And Round Midnight. Okay. Those are the four. Yeah.
Okay. And that sounds great. Because when we get ready to listen to something, we'll find something.
I'm going to give you two of those because that's what I have with me.
So oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Because we'd love for people to hear something from your Coltrane,
mm-hmm.
or your Round Midnight, mm-hmm. or whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll plan on that.
Okay.
On a local level, now this is just for, we see a lot of women now of all ages working to be singers,
mm-hmm.
working to get out there as a singer. Do you have any
helpful hints?
Helpful hints. Yes, you got that one right. You got that one right. Because
you know, I would say, always make the music paramount. If you're interested in, we all have our, you know, aspirations and what we want to get across. But for me, what has always been worth coming home to, well, besides a great family and great friends and health and freedom. Okay, mm-hmm. let's just say that. But let's also say that the music is paramount. The business is weird.
We know this.
It's changeable, and it's unpredictable, and it's not always kind. In fact, it's seldom kind.
Yes.
Probably especially to women. So we need to be having our the eye on the prize, which is the music.
Yes. Embrace yourself for when it...
Yeah.
When you get those...
Learn your craft.
Yes.
And don't really depend on other people to do other stuff for you that you maybe ought to be doing for yourself.
Yeah. Thank you, because I've been trying to help a lot of singers in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want them to hear someone else have something to say
mm-hmm.
about it, because that is, you know, it is rough out there for singers.
It is. If you're expressing your own self and if you're being honest, then it's probably going to work out one way or another.
Yes.
So we all want to imitate our heroes and heroines, and that's great, especially when you're starting out. But eventually, and the sooner the better, you want to say, look, I'm Karin. I want to express myself, whatever that means, you know, again, for better or for worse. And we have to be our own little editors, too. It's not always going to be great, so we have to listen and say, okay, I dig that, I'm not crazy about that, and then just move forward. And have a good sense of humor.
Thank you.
Yeah. You've got to do that.
Otherwise, what's the point? I know, what's the point? Now, when it's all said and done, you've done your performance, you've done your concert. What is it you want people to come away with?
Happiness.
Thank you.
I truly do. I'm not saying Pollyanna kind of happiness, because there's a real fine line between happiness and truth. Or maybe it's one and the same. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I really want people to feel better than when they came in. I want it to be worth their time.
Yes. Yes. I think that's what most performers want.
Mm-hmm.
You just want it to be there for the people.
Absolutely.
Now let's listen to Spring Will Really Hang You Up the Most from Round Midnight and Desafinado from Imogena.
Once I was a sentimental thing. Threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance doesn't stand a chance. Promised my last dance to winter. To show is a splinter. Molasses was the dose.
help one bit. My condition must be chronic. Spring can't really hang you up the most. I'm all alone. The party's over. Old man Winter was a gracious host. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the most. The most. Can really hang you up the most, the most.
Love is like a never-ending melody. Poets have compared it to a symphony. A symphony conducted by the lighting of the moon. But our song of love is slightly out of tune. Once your kisses raised me to a fever pitch, and now the orchestration doesn't seem so rich. It seems to me you've changed the song we used to sing. Like a bossa nova, love should swing. We used to harmonize two souls in perfect time. But now the song is different and the words don't even rhyme. You forgot the melody our hearts would always croon. So what good's the love that's slightly out of tune? Heart to mind the way it used to be. Join with me in harmony and sing a song of love. Things are bound to get in tune again before too long. And there'll be no desafinado when your heart belongs to me completely. It won't be slightly out of tune. You'll sing along with me. But
we'd like to thank Karen Allison for taking the time to chat with us. You'll find photos of Karen and a link to her website on the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. You can now find me on Twitter, hashtag at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you can email me with your questions or comments through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, You have been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
It seems to me you changed the song we used to sing, like the bossa nova love should swing.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future of radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.